Remarks of the President at Camden, New Jersey, 21 October,
1952. I remember very well 4 years ago, a welcome summer to this. I don't think there were quite as many here, but there were just enthusiastic, and you did a lot of good. I've been out trying to tell just as many people as I can the facts about the election. Once the facts are known, I have no doubt about the outcome. We will have another Democratic victory. The Democrats have given you candidates for president and vice president that you can count on to preserve the gains we have made and to keep moving forward instead of trying to turn the clock back. I hope you've been listening to Governor Stevenson's speeches. He's been telling the American people just where he stands on the great issues without any ifs, ands, or buts. If you analyze these speeches, you'll find that Governor Stevenson understands the policies that have made us strong and prosperous, and he'll see to it that we stay that way. John Sparkman is a perfect partner for Governor Stevenson. His long experience in the Senate has been devoted to the interests of all the people. You people in New Jersey are fortunate in having a man like Archie Alexander to vote for Senator. He's the kind of a man who can be counted on to work for your interests in the Senate. I hope you will send out this year to Congress as your representative from Camden. I'm sure you'll do that. You know, no matter how hard the Republican campaign orators and the Republican candidates try to hide it, there's just no getting away from the fact today that it ever has been in our history. Back in Washington last Sunday, I had a chance to look at some of our hometown papers. Here's what one of those Washington papers that supports the Republicans on the front page has to say on an inside page. The very rich, says this paper, have grown poorer compared to the high incomes they enjoyed 25 or 30 years ago. But the well-to-do have become more numerous. The very poor have become fewer. And the poor have become much better off than ever before. Now that's the Washington Post, Sunday, October the 19th, section B, page 2. The article concludes, if, and it's a big if, a further leveling up process can be maintained, another depression like that of the 1930s may no longer be in the mill. I want you to note carefully that big if. If we can continue the leveling off process that the Democrats have promoted by such things as farm price support, protecting labor union organizations, social security, and all the other great social advances of the New Deal and the fair sphere, if we can do that, we can avoid another depression. Now, which party are you going to trust to make this big if come true? The Republican Party, which has fought all these measures when they were first introduced and has fought them ever since, or the Democratic Party, which made them a reality? The Democratic Party has demonstrated that it knows the secret of this great prosperity of ours, and it is not afraid to put that knowledge to work. And don't you let anyone come around and tell you it's phony either. It's been my experience that when somebody tries to tell you that what you have is not worth very much, he's getting set to do you out of it. You'll find, if you've had any experience in trading in second-hand automobiles, first thing the fellow does when he tries to buy your car is to tell you it's no good. First thing you know, he's got it away from you at a price that's not fair to you, and that's just what the Republicans want to do with this situation. Now, I've been going up and down the country telling people what I think the issues are in this game and in this campaign, and I know exactly what the issues are. You can't get anybody on the other side of the fence, though, to discuss the issues with you. They ought to go off on extraneous matters and side issues. They want anything to come up but the issues. You find the Republicans always do that, long about this time before election. They'll go for 4 years, exploiting the people and voting against everything that's good for them. Then they'll get out and tell you how much they love you and how much they want to do for you and what they'll do if you put them in office. If you're taken in by that sort of guff, you'll get just what you deserve. Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman are not trying to get anything out of you. You can count on them to keep up our high level of prosperity because they know what makes the American economy tick. They've spent their lives in it, and not in some military camp that's run entirely by different rules. That's why I know you're going out on November the 4th, vote the Democratic ticket, and put Adlai Stevenson in the White House for the next 4 years, and the country will be safe.